From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly look at Northern California's science and environment. If you're in the car right now, you won't be surprised to hear that California's roads and highways aren't in great shape. A third of Bay Area roads are in poor condition, and funding is dwindling on the state and federal level. That's something Congress is discussing in Washington this week. Meanwhile, researchers at two University of California campuses are trying to find ways to stretch those sparse dollars by making pavement quieter, greener, and more durable. Lauren Summer has more.
Surface repairs weren't enough for this San Francisco road. A work crew is giving it a major overhaul. Spotting roads that need this kind of help is pretty easy, according to John Harvey of the UC Pavement Research Center. Just look for potholes.
A pothole is when you put the electric paddles. The pavement is dead. You should never get to a pothole.
Harvey is sort of a pavement doctor. You can probably guess what he talks about on long car trips.
Actually, I've had people threaten to kick me out of the car.
We're at UC Davis's pavement testing facility, where a huge machine is rolling a truck tire over a patch of asphalt.
And it traffics. It goes back and forth. We're probably looking at 20, 22,000 repetitions a day.
This machine simulates years of traffic in just weeks or months, which shows whether a pavement will last or fall apart, like the rutted test patch he shows me nearby.
There's all kinds of cracks all over it, and that is a structural failure.
Roads fail because of repeated stress, especially from heavy-duty vehicles.
We only really design for truck traffic. You don't even count the cars. They're irrelevant.
If a road's first enemy is trucks, its second is weather. Temperature changes from night to day or summer to winter cause roads to curl. And just like a paperclip, if you bend it enough, it breaks.
You get enough cracking, the cracks connect up, so the piece is just sitting in there with no connection, and it pops out under traffic.
Cities often fill potholes as a stopgap, but Harvey says it's a temporary fix.
Maximum life of a pothole repair. 1 year.
Of course, the hurdle to fixing roads is cost. In 2009, Caltrans estimated that it needed more than $6 billion to repair state highways. With the state budget in trouble, it got $1.5 billion. But let's go back to a time when road funding was plentiful, the 1950s.
In this century, America has become a nation on wheels.
After World War II, car sales skyrocketed.
Congress responded with the Federal Aid Highway Act of 1956, providing the staggering sum of $51 billion to be spent by the states on highway construction by 1971.
Around the same time, the Pavement Research Center was founded at UC Berkeley, just as engineering professor Carl Monasmith arrived on campus.
I started in 1951.
Monasmith says with the building boom, the state and federal government needed funding to maintain the roads, so they set up gas taxes.
The California tax in 1963 was 11 cents, and that bought a lot. It's probably 18 cents now at the most.
Gas tax revenue has also fallen as cars have become more fuel efficient. That's led analysts to predict that the Federal Highway Trust Fund will be bankrupt by 2014. Monasmith says many cities are already behind on maintaining their roads, so it's tough to build new durable roads, which are more expensive.
You know, the Roman roads have lasted, what, 20-some hundred years, but we couldn't build them like that today.
The good news is, given the country spends an estimated $100 billion a year on roads, even small improvements make a big difference.
This is a noise car.
In a garage at UC Davis, John Harvey shows me what they use to test some of those improvements. It's a Ford Escape hybrid with a large contraption on the back bumper.
These are directional microphones, so the idea is to screen out everything but the noise coming from the tire pavement interface.
You probably know this sound, the whooshing of a freeway. At high speeds, that noise is coming mostly from the pavement.
The tire is squeezing air out from under it continuously, and that's the hissing sound.
The microphones on this car are just inches from the ground, so Harvey and his team can record newly designed, quieter pavements, like this section installed on I-5 in Sacramento.
So we're designing the pavement so that the surface is porous, and the air can be squeezed out from the tire and actually squeezed down into the pavement, and that drops the noise considerably.
Freeway noise is mostly controlled with sound walls in California, but Harvey says they're often more expensive than building the road itself. Some next-generation pavements will also save money for consumers, since roads affect how much fuel a car uses.
You're consuming energy in your shock absorber, and your tires are actually consuming energy. They're interacting with the surface of the road.
The bumpier the road, the more work your car has to do.
When you smooth a road, you can get 2 to 5% improvement in fuel economy.
And since that affects all the cars on the road, Harvey says it's a way to cut greenhouse gas emissions under California's landmark climate change law. Cleaner car regulations will undoubtedly make up the bulk of those cuts, but Harvey hopes that pavement will also get its due. For Quest, I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
Support for Quest is provided by the Videz Family Foundation and the Wincote Foundation.